This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
As we were just talking about, the monthly jobs report that came out this morning showed that the number of jobs added in the month that just ended decreased slightly. But the overall trend is that we're on a slow but steady jobs recovery. Still, there's a deeper issue here in what you might call the quantity versus quality department. While more Americans seem to be finding work, average wages are barely keeping up with inflation. From the Wealth and Poverty Desk, Marketplace's Chrissy Clark has more on why that is.
In an economy slowly plodding out of recession, where there still aren't enough jobs to go around, people get kind of desperate. Meaning, if you're an employer,
you've got many applicants. You don't have to bid up wages to attract qualified people.
Joshua Shapiro is chief U.S. economist at MFR, a financial consulting firm. He says, sure, in some specialized fields like computer programming, there's a shortage of skilled workers, so wages are still growing. But for most Americans,
the broad garden variety worker in the United States, wages are not accelerating.
Wage growth should eventually accelerate, at least a little, if the number of jobs keeps accelerating, too. But beyond those supply and demand dynamics of the labor market, there are deeper forces working against wage growth, ones that got started way before the Great Recession. Declining union power, globalization. Joseph Blasi is a professor of management at Rutgers University.
The sheltered economy that the U.S. had after World War II, which allowed us to have high wages and high benefits, is now being tamped down by countries with cheaper wages competing against American manufacturers.
And it's not just in manufacturing. Increasingly lower-end white-collar jobs like paralegals, draftsmen for architects are being outsourced too. Meanwhile, many of the service jobs that still can't be sent overseas because they need someone on site stocking a shelf or flipping a hamburger, they have traditionally had low wages to begin with. Damon Silvers with the AFL-CIO says workers in those industries have been starting to demand higher wages, but
everything you see going on right now in terms of worker protest at Walmart, at fast foods, even those people kind of want to know, is this going to work?
One way or another, economist Joseph Shapiro says we should all hope that wages will rise eventually for workers.
Because that's who buys stuff.
And buying stuff is ultimately what keeps our economy running. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.